For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.
Tudor Radio, open 243.
For most jail inmates, their days are run by sounds, bells, buzzers, clanging steel doors, and guards' orders.
Tudor Radio, secure 243.
But for a group of inmates at the Davis County Detention Center in Owensboro, they spend their days with a very different sound. A very used John Deere tractor to plow, till, and harvest their more than 2-acre garden inside the jail walls.
I just like to be outside. Anytime I've worked, I've always been outside. Never was much good on like factory work and stuff like that, so I just tried to get out here. Just more or less, I like the heat. I like being out.
That's inmate Gary Mayfield. He may like to be out, but he'll be in the detention center for another 5 or 6 months for trying to steal anhydrous ammonia and then leading police on a chase. He's one of only 8 male inmates in the center's community service program for low-risk inmates with nonviolent histories to be chosen to take care of the garden.
Altogether, we've measured in as 2.3 acres.
That's Major Ken Elscheid. He came up with the idea for the gardens about a year ago.
Well, we started out in the spring. In our spring crop, we did red potatoes, we did tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, watermelon. We did corn. We had corn also, cucumbers. Since then, we've grown in for our fall crop. We've done green beans. We've already harvested over 1,200 pumpkins.
1,236 pumpkins, actually. They donate most of them to elementary schools around Owensboro and to the Boys and Girls Club for the kids to use for art projects and Halloween decorations. And they're not done yet.
We've also planted carrots, lettuce. We currently have broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower in the ground as well that are blooming up.
The garden's been so successful this year, the jail's been able to donate produce they can't use to a food pantry in town. The help office has been operating on West 4th Street since 1971. Their executive director, Woody Woodward, says they help over 6,500 people a year who are food insecure, as many as 60 to 65 clients a day, and the fresh produce the inmates deliver makes a huge difference.
It's rare that we have those type of things, and it really means a lot to be able to give fresh produce to clients who come in to see us needing our food pantry. It doesn't stay here very long, quite frankly. Almost the day that it comes in, it goes right back out, and we especially like to do that because it's when they bring it in, it's ready to be distributed, and so we don't keep it around long. We give it out with the rest of the food products through our pantry as quickly as we can. It's really a nice treat to be able to give fresh produce. Those of us that can afford it may not feel that way, but when you don't receive something and then you have a chance to have it, it means a lot. It's a great partnership. They feel good about doing what they're doing, and we certainly are pleased to be able to have the product to give out.
But most of the produce stays right there at the jail, and Major Elscheid says they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
We harvested over 7,000 pounds of potatoes. The majority of all of those will be used right here at the jail for inmate meals. And that helps reduce the cost for the taxpayers to feed the inmates that we have. We have approximately 700, is probably our average, 700 inmates. So it takes a lot of food to feed all those individuals. So this is just something to kind of help reduce that cost a little bit.
Just be careful because during lunch we kind of have a little messes on the floor. So just don't put them on the floor.
Yeah. Kitchen manager Cheryl Wigington is the inmate's best customer. Because of the contractual setup at the detention center, she has to buy the vegetables, and a lot of them.
We have been buying the green beans and the potatoes. My goodness, we bought probably 2,000 pounds of potatoes or more, I think, from you guys, wasn't it? Probably more than that, yes. So far, for the last few weeks, I think it's over 2,000 pounds on the green beans, isn't it?
And still she says she can't get enough. She's ready to buy just about everything that comes out of the garden.
It makes everything taste better. Just like with our spaghettis and stuff, we cut up the fresh tomatoes and put in those recipes. So, I mean, our salad, when we had the fresh tomatoes, we were dicing them up, putting them in the salad for everyone. I mean, fresh is always better. So they were tickled to death. They was like little kids in candy in a candy shop, you know. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to some more stuff that we're going to get from them, too.
And it's not just vegetables. There are about 24 chickens on the farm in their own hen house, providing more than 20 eggs a day.
Just eggs, yeah. We just have hens, and we just started that this year. Now, I didn't know a lot about hens, so I kind of started off small with just 25, and we just utilized it for a project. What I did this year is just try to think outside the box a little bit. This is the first year we've ever had a garden of this size or this magnitude, and it's the first time we've ever had any chickens or anything like that as well. And we utilize the fresh eggs for those inmate workers. They have them on Sunday so they can have fresh farm eggs, kind of as a treat for the guys over there that want those.
And Major Elshine says that's what it's all about, giving something back to the inmates who work so hard outside in the fields, something tangible. But he says more importantly, there's something intangible the men get from their work they do. Both he and the inmates use the word pride a lot.
Absolutely. And the guys who work out there, they have a lot of pride. They take a lot of pride in the work that they do. You can see some of the art signs that we have here on site. We actually had they painted those where it says Inmate Garden. We have a plaque over in our worker building with all their names on it, so their visitors, when they come in to see them, they can actually see their name up on a plaque. Because this has been a great project, huge project, and I mean they've really they're the backbone behind it. They've done a great job for us out here. And we had some of the workers that we selected, they have been working on farms, and they've gardened, they've done stuff like that in the past, but also half of our work crew has not. So that gives them the ability to get out and learn a new trade, something they may be able to take with them once they get out of jail and go back out into the community that they can implement.
That's Gary Mayfield's plan anyway, the inmate we heard from a few minutes ago. He did have some farming experience when he was a kid growing up in Kentucky. He just wishes he paid more attention.
My papa and them, they own, like, we raised tobacco, and he raised a small garden, not nothing to this magnitude, but like corn, green beans, tomatoes. Yeah, I take pride in what I do. Regardless where I'm at, I like, you know, I like whatever I do, I like it to turn out all right.
And Mayfield says he thinks back to his papa and his small garden when he's out in the detention center's garden now, and he thinks about a lot more.
Oh, it's just like you're not here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it makes me feel like I'm not locked up, you know, because you get to get out and you get to do stuff. This stuff I do on, you know, at home anyways. So kind of gets me out of this place. Makes me feel like I'm not as locked up as I actually am.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.